Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and the rock musical is alive and well this Monday. Later on our show, we'll look at the life of former Clash frontman Joe Strummer, and we'll talk with actress and singer Mayor Winningham. But we begin today by looking at the Tonys last night. Youth was served with heaps of the little statuettes being given to this musical, Spring Awakening. The Broadway rock musical of hormonal teenage angst won 8 prizes for its young team of creators, including Best Musical. But the theatrical establishment was honored as well, and joining us with his reaction to the awards is Jeremy McCarter, theater critic of New York Magazine. And Jeremy, first of all, every year there is some hand-wringing about TV ratings, about whether Broadway can use its, like, one shot at a telecast to bring new audiences in. Their one shot was against the final episode of The Sopranos.
It's true. Well, it's even worse than that, in fact. I saw a headline on Yahoo News yesterday that talked about the big showdown in last night's ratings, and it was between The Sopranos finale and the NBA Finals. So for most of America, the Tonys were probably a distant third.
So it was Tony, and then LeBron, Tony, and then Tonys.
Right, yeah, Tony Parker and Tony Soprano, and then somewhere down the list, Antoinette Perry.
All right, so was this a missed opportunity, do you think? Should they have rescheduled?
I guess it's, well, the people at the Tony Awards say that it's not their fault. They scheduled it before The Sopranos announced what they were doing. And the NBA Finals, you can never tell until 2 weeks before, I suppose. I think probably it hurt a little for some of those hours. There weren't as many people tuning in. But now that everything's on YouTube and every place else, I think the news coverage actually has as much to do with it maybe as the television. Particularly for the winners, particularly for Spring Awakening.
All right, now, Spring Awakening, the big winner, 8 Tony Awards.
That's right.
For what is largely a cast of newcomers to Broadway.
Almost entirely, I believe. Lea Michele, who plays the female lead, I know has been on Broadway since she was 8 years old or something, but I think for a lot of them, they're, if not completely new, they're certainly newer than most of their competition.
Well, Duncan Sheik, whose music is the basis. Bill T. Jones, the great choreographer, first ever Broadway effort, gets a Tony Award. It seemed like a high-risk project because there were a lot of newcomers involved, because the subject matter is kind of raunchy. I mean, you know, we have to pick and choose what we can play on the radio from this show.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's wonderful.
Is that why it did so well?
I think that's part of the reason. I think that there are surprises within the surprises about the show. I mean, you think that because it's a rock musical with a bunch of newcomers that it's going to be kind of shallow and messy, and yeah, maybe it doesn't quite cohere the way, you know, some people would like it to, but there's a lot of really high quality stuff in this show. The songs are completely addictive, and some of the acting is quite wonderful, and the design is like the design of no musical I've ever seen, where it doesn't even look like you're watching a Broadway musical, which is a big deal, it turns out, for a show like this.
So is that it? Is that the secret, that it doesn't look or sound like a traditional Broadway musical?
I think that's part of the appeal. You know, there was this discussion when the show opened on Broadway in December. Well, it's just Rent come again, or it's Hair come again. This is hardly the first time that someone has tried to make a musical out of rock songs. But I think the difference is that now all of Broadway is heading in that direction. Last year, Jersey Boys won. Hairspray, which is a kind of throwback to 1950s music, is also doing well. Mamma Mia is going to outlive us all. And Spring Awakening sort of catches that wave and does something more sophisticated with it, I think, than a lot of those shows have managed to.
Now, with all the people in their hordes watching other shows last night, do we have any early returns on what all of these Tonys will do for Spring Awakening?
We do. I just talked to Jeffrey Richards, who's one of the producers, and he said that they've done $850,000 of business since 8 o'clock last night, which is quite a lot for a medium-sized musical. And that puts them something like 6 or 7 times their normal take for a Monday.
Wow. All right, we're speaking with Jeremy McCarter. He's theater critic of New York Magazine, about last night's Tony Awards. The big winner, Spring Awakening, featuring music by Duncan Sheik.
Cool to be a little summer wind, like once through everything and then away. Again, with the taste of dust in your mouth.
away, 'cause you know.
The music's by Duncan Sheik. Spring Awakening won no fewer than 8 Tony Awards last night. We're speaking with Jeremy McCarter, theater critic of New York Magazine. The other big winner on the play side was The Coast of Utopia by Tom Stoppard.
The big, big winner. It has broken the record for the most Tony Awards for a straight play on Broadway, which had been held by Death of a Salesman and The History Boys.
So this has walked off with 7 awards. What made it so successful in your mind?
Scale, I think. The size of the thing. I think,
we're talking about an 8-hour trilogy.
That's right. With a cast of dozens and huge sets and lots of moving pieces. And Tom Stoppard traced the history. Essentially, he was tracing the intellectual history of 19th century Russia, which sounds challenging even for Tom Stoppard. I didn't think that the show came off quite as well as some other people did. It had its moments. Lord knows, but did it justify keeping us all in our seats for 8 hours over 3 nights? I'm not sure. But I do think what I love about the fact that this show did as well as it did is that it shows that there's a real appetite out there for producers and for playwrights to take these kinds of risks. I mean, Spring Awakening risk is actually not all that large compared to what Lincoln Center had to do to put this thing on. They gave over an entire year to putting this thing on, and they essentially had a repertory company of some of the best actors we've got.
So they were big winners, The Coast of Utopia, Tom Stoppard's play, and Spring Awakening on the musical side. Who were the big, I mean, who got robbed?
Well, the one that I think everyone agrees, not everyone obviously, but I think a lot of people thought that Raul Esparza was going to win. He's playing the lead, Bobby, in Stephen Sondheim's Company. And the Tony for Best Leading Actor in a Musical instead went to David Hyde Pierce, whom a lot of people know from Frasier, who was in Curtains, the Candor and Ebb musical. Mm-hmm.
And Spamalot before that.
That's right, yeah.
So he got kind of the only real surprise award of the major awards, it seemed, last night.
It's certainly the biggest surprise, though I think some people were mildly surprised to see the award for Best Leading Actress in a Play go to Julie White. She had been in The Little Dog Laughed, which is a kind of showbiz comedy satire that ran briefly on Broadway earlier this year. And she plays this tyrannical, hilarious agent. Mm. And she beat out some of the most famous legendary actors around.
Well, so but you think Company deserved better than it got from the Tony voters last night?
Company won the award for Best Revival of a Musical, which is good to see. I think it's sort of makes up for the fact that the same directors revival last year of Sweeney Todd, another Stephen Sondheim musical, was heinously robbed, I thought.
Yeah. And in both cases, the actors were the musicians.
That's right. That's
which,
right.
Which was a real treat to watch. Now, in this year, there was no big monster hit, although Mary Poppins certainly, created a certain amount of buzz in the press and
right.
among kids and their parents who attended. And they attended in millions. I mean, 12.3 million people, a new record for paid attendance Broadway this year, a 2.6% jump from last year.
Right.
So what do we take away from all of this?
We take away that we have a kind of upside down image of what's going on in the culture in this country, because television's in trouble, the record business is in trouble, movies, they're trying to figure out how to keep people coming to the theaters, and Broadway's numbers are up? That's crazy. but I think it shows I think it shows that people are getting a little smarter about how to keep hits running. I don't think there's ever been a time when there were so many long-running shows on Broadway. I mean, there are 4 or 5 that are going to run and run. But the other thing is that the economics, I think, are finally starting to have a beneficial effect on the creative side. You look at a show like Spring Awakening, or even the John Doyle Sondheim shows, Company and Sweeney Todd, where the fact that they don't have that much money forces them to be a bit more creative in terms of what's on stage. And look at the results. I think all three of those shows have been wonderful.
So for every epic, ambitious piece like The Coast of Utopia that's 8 hours and three nights long, there are leaner, meaner bits of comedy and musicals and drama that's out on the stages on and off Broadway these days.
People have to cut corners beautifully.
And Jeremy McCarter's been my guest, the theater critic of New York Magazine, recounting last night's Tony Awards. Who do you think should have won? Who do you think got robbed by the voters? You can leave your comments on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Jeremy, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Still to come, the story of the man behind one of punk's biggest bands, Joe Strummer of The Clash. And later, Academy Award nominee and two-time Emmy winner Mayor Winningham is taking on country music and off-Broadway. That's all still to come. This is Soundcheck.
Love, someone to force you to care. Someone to make you come through. Will always be there, as frightened as you of being.